Good morning, boys and girls. I have a story that I have told some of you before. So you're going to recognize the story, a few of you. It's about a man by the name of Big Jim and his little dog, Little King. And if some of you big folks listen to 3ABN and listen to the children's story like I always do, that's where you heard it. That's where I heard it. And as I'm so glad you're sitting facing this way, because we're going to have a surprise come on the screen here in a little bit, and you will be amazed. Anyway, Big Jim lived on a ranch in the state of Oregon. And I don't know how long ago this story took place, because it could have taken place in our day or 100 years ago. And he, up in the mountains behind his home, behind the ranch, they had a cabin maybe about a mile away. And Big Jim, he was Big Jim by the right way. He was a tall, husky, strong young man. Good thing, too. And he had this faithful little dog they called Little King. He was a little Jack Russell Terrier, I think. And that Little King always stayed right with Big Jim when they went out walking around in the mountains. And so they were coming back from the cabin one day, and Big Jim sat down to have just a little bite to eat, and he offered some of his lunch to Little King, but Little King wouldn't eat it. And Little King was looking, and he kept his face in the same direction. And Big Jim said, "Little King, why don't you eat? You always want to eat my food." But Little King wouldn't eat. And Little King was going, had a low growl in his voice. And Big Jim thought, "What's the matter with you?" And Big Jim wasn't really paying that close of attention to the little doggy's behavior. And so he got through with his lunch. They got up and they started walking down the trail some more. And along the trail, there was some banks up this way and some banks down that way, and they were walking along. And Big Jim was just having a nice day walking in the sun and going home to see Leah and their little girl. And then, guess what Little King did? He started going, "Ruff, barking." And then his barking got really anxious sounding barking. And then guess what he did? He grabbed Big Jim by the cuff of his pants and tried to pull him back. I don't think Big Jim was paying much attention. He just thought his dog was acting funny. And the little dog was telling him something, but Big Jim wasn't listening. And now I have a picture to show you. The doggie saw this, but Big Jim didn't see it. He was so anxious to get home, and it was such a nice day, but little doggies have sharp eyes. And another thing, Big Jim had on his backpack, he had some deer meat that he'd maybe taken out of the freezer in the cabin, or he'd gotten, but he had some deer meat on his back. And maybe that big cat had smelled that, or maybe the cat had his eye on. So Big Jim is walking along, and his doggy's barking even louder and more frantically, and he's pulling at his pants, and Big Jim walks along, and all of a sudden, pow! Row, 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 row! Get off of me! Row! Oh, what a noise it was. Gets me hoarse to try to do that. Anyway, Big Jim was knocked down to the ground. But because he was big and tall and strong, he stood up real quick, afraid he was going to have to face this mountain lion, but he didn't. Do you know what he saw? He saw the lion running away, and dangling out of his mouth was little king. Oh, Big Jim felt so bad. Why didn't I pay attention? He was trying to tell me. Why didn't I listen to his bark? Oh, why? And he walked home very sad, and he had to tell his wife Leah and the little girl what had happened. And they all cried. Tears came in, tears went down their cheeks. They were so sorry to lose what a precious little dog Big King was, or Little King. So a few days went by, maybe a couple, two or three days, and Big Jim was sitting out on his porch, and his eyes were full of tears. He was thinking of Little King. Now, I want to ask you a question. Have any of you ever watched a kitty cat play with a mouse? You know what they do. They will bring the mouse usually close to where you are if you're outside, because they're so proud of the mouse or the whatever they caught. And they'll let it loose, and then they'll watch it. And as soon as it starts to run away, they'll catch it again. It isn't a very nice thing that nature does in this case, but that's how it is. And I kind of think, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Big Jim was sitting out on his porch, and he thought, he thought he heard a barking sound in the distance. Almost sounded like Little King, but, oh, it couldn't be. We know what happened to Little King. And so he sat there. His eyes got even sadder. And Leah came out, and just about then, and Leah said, "I think I heard a dog. It almost sounded like Little King." And so they both decided they're going to walk out in this big wheat field, because it sounded like it was coming from a bit of a distance. And as they started to walk through the wheat field, here came running this little king. Oh, he jumped into their arms, and he licked their faces, and they patted him, and then they saw he had some scratches on him. But you know, now my imagination couldn't help itself. I think that that lion let go of Little King when he was resting. And that lion was probably looking around to see who might be watching him and see what a prize he had. And while he was looking around, looking for another lion or something to admire him and say how lucky you are, Little King watched with his sharp eyes, and even though he was cut and hurting, he saw a big rock. And he ran toward this rock, and on the other side of the rock was another rock. And then there was a crack between those two rocks, and Little King ran into that crack. Now, this is my imagination, but you got to have something to figure this out. And so Little King got back as far as he could, and that big lion ran after him. Too late for the big cat. He couldn't reach his long paw with the sharp claws far enough, and Little King was safe. Of course, Little King backed up as far as he could back in that crack, and he licked his wounds, and he rested all day long. And the night came, and he rested and licked his wounds. And the next morning, by then, the lion had given up. He went after looking for some more stuff to eat. And Little King crawled carefully. And Little King looked out, and he saw a bunch of bushes, and he ran toward those bushes so he could be hidden. And he worked his way home because he knew the direction. And I think that's how he must have gotten away from that cat. But Big Jim and Leah and their little girl were so, so happy to have their precious doggy back. Don't you like that story? I loved it. Dear Father, we just want to thank you for the pets that you give to us. And especially, Father, in this hot weather, help us to make sure their water dishes are full all day long and at night, too. And we thank you for the love that you show us in our pets, and help us to always be good and kind to them. Thank you, Jesus, for your pleasures that you give to us. In Jesus' name, amen.